GLP-1 drugs show cancer promise, and a blue octopus turns up near the Galapagos. A Cleveland Clinic study has linked GLP-1 drugs, originally developed for diabetes and more recently deployed for weight management, to reduced cancer progression, an unexpected finding that points to complex interconnections between metabolic health, immune function, and cancer biology. If subsequent research confirms consistent benefits, the discovery could shift these medications from targeted treatments for specific conditions toward broader preventive care, with potentially transformative consequences for healthcare costs and prescription patterns. In marine science, researchers have discovered a golf ball-sized blue octopus off the Galapagos Islands, adding to the biodiversity record of an archipelago that has been intensively studied since Darwin's time. The find highlights how much biological diversity remains undocumented, even in well-researched ecosystems, a point made more urgent by the warming ocean temperatures and changing current patterns already placing pressure on Galapagos habitats. The octopus's coloration and size raise questions about ecological niche specialization. Blue pigmentation in marine environments commonly serves functions including camouflage, warning, or mating signaling, and understanding this particular species' adaptations could illuminate broader principles of evolutionary innovation in isolated environments. From a conservation standpoint, each newly identified species potentially requires habitat assessment and protection review. The newly discovered octopus may have specific requirements not covered by existing conservation frameworks. Both discoveries, unexpected pharmaceutical benefits from well-known drugs and new species in supposedly familiar environments, illustrate the continuing value of curiosity-driven research. As the White House directs $9 billion toward targeted AI development for intelligence agencies, basic scientific inquiry into secondary drug effects or overlooked marine habitats depends on separate institutional support with longer time horizons, including university funding and international research partnerships.